From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Katie Kosajowski is reporting in the Register Star that St. Patrick's Parish Church in the village of Catskill will soon close its doors for good. The Roman Catholic Diocese made the announcement in Albany on Monday, May the 23rd. Bishop Edward B. Scharfenberger broke the news to the congregation. The church, located at 159 Bridge Street, was built in 1885. It has been in poor structural condition for many years. Scharfenberger said, and I quote, "The funds are simply not available for the major work that would be needed to restore the church's building and the rectory," end quote. Catskill Village President Heather Bagshaw expressed her disappointment at the announcement. The Bridge Street Church has a long storied history in the village and in Greene County. Bagshaw said, and I quote, "As a Catholic who attended elementary and junior high school at St. Patrick's Academy, I am deeply saddened by this announcement," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that longtime local newspaper columnist Richard Dick Nelson has died at the age of 76. Nelson was a sports and outdoor journalist for more than 50 years, writing for the Columbia Green Media until his death Monday, May the 23rd. Nelson was born in Red Hook, Brooklyn, and began his career in the 1960s as a feature writer and outdoor columnist with the Garden Spot News and the Greenport Gazette. He moved to Greene County in 1975 and started writing a weekly outdoor column for the Daily Mail. His outdoor column appeared as often as three times a week over the years. Nelson wrote a weekly golf column as well. He also wrote for the Times Union, the Amsterdam Recorder, and the New York Daily News. Nelson was a parishioner of Sacred Heart Church in Palenville, a past Grand Knight of the Knights of Columbus, a member and past president of the State Outdoor Writers Association of America, and the owner-manager of the J.R. Shooting Preserve. Nelson is survived by his daughter, Margaret Muller, and son, Richard Nelson, Jr., a granddaughter and grandsons. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Lorna Sherrod Littleway is reporting in the Columbia paper that organizers of the Old Tone Roots Music Festival have withdrawn their application for a permit to stage a four-day post-Labor Day music event in Hillsdale. The festival features traditional mountain fiddling, bluegrass, hot swing, classic country, brass, Cajun, and contra music. Organizers met recently with members of the zoning board and the public, and several residents raised concerns about traffic and safety. Festival planners intended to stage the event at Bridalwood, located at 35 Sir William Farm Road. They anticipated approximately 1,100 participants, including up to 800 campers, for the advertised family-friendly event. Town officials expressed disappointment that Hillsdale will not be hosting the festival. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that advocates for the low-income residents say a state public service commission directive to change energy assistance program will help reduce the number of gas and electric shutoffs, but more is needed to make a significant impact. The commission's order requires utilities to provide $248 million towards rate reductions, more than double the current contribution of $136 million. Under the new requirement, Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation's portion of the subsidy will increase from $4.2 million to $12.1 million. The requirement gives eligible customers anywhere between $23 and $72 off their electric bills and between $34 and $67 off their gas bills. Current discounts for these customers are fixed at $18 each for gas and electric bills. Spencer Resnick, an organizer for Energy Democracy Alliance member group Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson, said the order is a victory of sorts, but noted the crisis has not been resolved. He said the voices and input of working-class communities must be central to any solution. Resnick said, and I quote, "This is the first in a string of decisions that impact our members, and we expect the commission to continue to engage them," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton has announced the Fogari Boat Club, located in the city's North Bay, will soon be open to the public. The announcement was made during an open house held to discuss the future of the North Bay on Sunday, May the 22nd. Hamilton said the fences that currently surround the site would be removed within a couple of weeks and then fishing will be permitted. The actual shacks, however, will continue to be roped off because of structural weakness and to avoid further deterioration. At the announcement, a group of former Fogarty residents expressed displeasure with the plans. The privately owned shacks were constructed without permission in the late 19th and 20th centuries along the shore of the Hudson River within city limits. The structures were cleared of residents in 2012 because the owners never had property rights to the state and later city-owned land. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Matt Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Republican John Faso is going after primary rival Andrew Haney in his latest television ad, slamming Haney for falsely attacking his record. Both Faso and Haney are competing for the Republican line in the race for the 19th congressional district seat currently held by Chris Gibson. Faso's ad intersperses clips and a narrator highlighting Haney's past, a recent column in the Times Union that called Haney's attacks, quote, serious hypocrisy, end quote, and the Post Fred Dicker discussing how Faso is, and I quote, being smeared, end quote. Faso's campaign recently sent Haney a cease and desist letter demanding his campaign stop, and I quote, knowingly spreading falsehood, end quote, in ads and statements. In response, Haney urged the Faso campaign to sue. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the New York State Police will be on the lookout for motorists and passengers not wearing their seatbelts beginning this week through Sunday, June the 5th. The effort is a part of the annual Buckle Up New York campaign. The focus of the campaign is on both drivers and passengers who are not buckled up as the summer travel season begins. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And for our final story, the Times Union is reporting the Dutchess County 8th grader Alexandria Snyder joins 284 other contestants this week for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Alex, 13, a student at Linden Avenue Middle School in Red Hook, won the 34th annual Capital Region Spelling Bee in February by correctly spelling the word validity. She has studied karate since she was 8 and is a black belt who competes on a tournament team. Alex also runs on the school's track and cross-country teams. The national competition begins with preliminary test on Tuesday, May the 24th in Oxon, Maryland, outside Washington, D.C. Rounds 2 and 3 are Wednesday. The finals on Thursday will be broadcast live on ESPN2. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 72 degrees. For Tuesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with the temperature low around 56 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Thursday, a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:19 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 54 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 24th day of May 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.